So my friend Adam and I, we worked together way back in the day at a restaurant. He shared this list that he found on BuzzFeed on Facebook, and it got us to kind of talking. But it was like a BuzzFeed article about like worst things you've ever witnessed in a restaurant.
Oh, I can only imagine.
And so he had shared it, and he and I both worked together at Grinders back, you know, both in college.
Sandwich shop.
Yeah, sandwich shop in Columbus, Ohio. And the comments on his post were kind of reminiscing and like, hey, you know, remember when we used to have this huge window in front of like the lobby area, the dining area, where we would prepare all this food, and you had to be really careful when you were preparing food in front of the dining area,
sure,
that you were, you know, being careful, you were being sanitary and everything. But that was also kind of back in the day when we didn't prepare the food with like gloves. Like we just had our bare hands.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, we'd be like chopping chicken or chopping like potatoes or celery or whatever.
Wow.
And we'd just be making like the dressings and the salads and things like that just with bare hands.
Oh,
and
wow,
that was fine. Like no one ever commented about that. But, you know, it was the time that, sure, you know, you'd cut the tip of your thumb off with your carving knife or whatever, right in front of the dining audience, and be like, okay. And everybody who's like worked in food service understands what I'm talking about, because those things happen.
Yeah.
But so yeah, just like that. So then I clicked on the article, the BuzzFeed article, and just some of the examples were crazy.
It's a wild ride.
Like beyond even what he and I experienced. Like, for example, a post that said, while eating breakfast, saw a guy at another table put ketchup on his fries, then lick the top of the bottle and put it back on the table.
No!
Now, see, honestly, this was something that I could see my daughter, my 7-year-old daughter doing. Like, she is
kids
all about the ketchup. And
yes,
like, yo, no.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
And then another restaurant that was talking about how they are a hot spot for mimosas and for those brunch mimosas and everything, the bottomless mimosas.
Okay.
Their secret was to take the leftover glasses of mimosas that were there on the table and just top them off with orange juice and reserve.
Ew. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Worst things you've ever witnessed in a restaurant.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Now, I remember being at a fondue restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And I was, eating at this fondue restaurant, and I hear like this commotion in the kitchen, and I see like one person run out, a couple people run in, I hear broken glasses, I hear yelling, and then I look out and I see the police pulling up, and I'm like, whoa! Does that mean our food's free? I mean, quite honestly, I didn't care. I just wanted to know if our food was free.
Okay.
But no, it wasn't.
Did you ever find out what happened?
Nope.
Okay.
No clue.
That was a great story with absolutely zero closure. Thanks for that. Now I'm forever wondering what happened at the fondue restaurant.
Well, it's just like, again, in the whole genre of kind of the worst things that ever happened while you're at a restaurant.
I'm going to need you to find out, though, next time.
Another person said, I saw one of the bakers at a cake shop, using his whole arm to stir a vat of cake batter with his hand.
Are you kidding me?
Okay. Let's get a big old spoon or something. Wow.
Or something. Oh my gosh. Okay, and then another one of the posts from BuzzFeed. I witnessed a guy take off his date's shoe, put her foot on the table, pour ketchup on her toes.
Stop.
And lick it off.
No. Don't do that. That's not what we do in public.
That's not sexy.
And one more worst thing you've ever witnessed at a restaurant. At a Mexican restaurant, as I was eating, a giant cockroach crawled up the shoulder of the woman across from me.
Okay, I got one. This is from my mom. My mother,
yes, Kat,
at a restaurant for her birthday was blowing out the candles and her hair caught on fire.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That is bad.
Did she have to like stop, drop, and roll? Did they smother her hair? Get a towel? What do you do? Throw water on her?
She lost part of the hairs. like a fat chunk.
Oh,
wow.
No.
So, yeah, if you've got an experience that you'd like to share on Facebook or Twitter, @BenAndKellyShow.